Chapter 58. May 13th of Year 19. Eve. Eve kneels on the ground and uses a laser to transfer the pattern Gronolf sent to her universal device onto the material in front of her. They've been busy tailoring since the morning. The ISU's Marchenko left behind separate the thin but tough foil at the predetermined lines and then join those pieces to other pieces. On one side of the room there is already a thick, silvery roll. Eve cannot imagine how this will turn into a balloon, but Gronolf must have had something in mind when he created the patterns. Adam sits with his back to her. He has a special task. He is supposed to construct a kind of thermal suit for Gronolf. He selected the same material used for the balloon, but he employs multiple layers, which are separated by insulating air chambers. The finished suit will be electrically heated. Adam has had to get up several times to measure Gronolf. The archive did not contain any usable plans. This alien civilization simply does not know the idea of clothing. At first, Gronolf tried to design something for himself, but that ended in a fit of rage. Adam and Eve still can't completely interpret Gronolf's gestures, but just the volume of his incomprehensible sentences made it clear he was very angry. Eve still cannot quite believe that they will leave the planet soon. She will never again see the forest of waking trees and the fluorescent mushrooms in the shade beneath them. She will never set foot on the hot central plains, nor will she ever again hide in a bunker during a solar flare. She remembers the giant spider they found in a pit. Is its dead body still entombed in the ancient building there? Are the trees still waging war against each other? Yet her own problems are nothing compared to the misfortune that befell the Grosnops. They wanted to use the giant ship to explore and colonize a foreign planet, but then the AI controlling it failed. Only a part of the crew managed to start the return journey. The others had to wait inside a building in the ice, hoping to be rescued. Yet help never arrived. And when the sleep system started to fail, an odd fluke in the shape of a desperate human at first seemed to bring death, and instead sparked the chance for a return. ISU 6 bumps against her knee. Eve looks up. Her thighs hurt from the unaccustomed posture. She should concentrate on her work, as the sensor unit seems to have nothing to do right now.